Amen. We love Brother and Sister Moats tonight. Love their whole family. We appreciate them so very much tonight. And we're just glad to be here again with you. Excited for what God's doing around Hot Springs. My goodness, didn't we have time Sunday? Woo! Oh, Jesus. Already breaking that new building in. If you didn't get to go over there Sunday night, how many didn't get to go? Anybody didn't get to go Sunday night? Ooh, you missed out. My Lord, we had an after party. Amen. Thank God for a lively church. Excited for the future. Calvary Pentecostal Church, what the Lord's doing. Amen. Let's hasten to the word of the Lord tonight. Numbers chapter number 21. So glad to have all my family here tonight. Amen. Love my wife, my children. Amen. Look, are we going to get that New Holland on my wife's birthday? Amen. Amen. July 22nd. Amen. Y'all pray her strength in the Lord and pray God to go before us. Amen. But looking like it's going to be right on her birthday. Amen. I told her, I said, what better birthday gift than that? Amen. So we're excited, thankful for all the prayers, good people of God. Amen. Glad to be here tonight. Numbers chapter 21, verse number 16. And from thence they went to Beer, that is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, gather the people together and I will give them water. Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princes dig the well, the nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves, and from the wilderness they went to Matana. I want to preach tonight for just a few moments from this subject, what to do in dry places. What to do in dry places. Amen. Could you put your Bible down? Amen. Could you lift up your voice and your heart to the Lord? Let's ask God to help us tonight. Feel like God's going to give somebody some strength, some victory. Amen. Amen. God, we love you tonight. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that's already here. Praying, God, for great things to continue to happen in the remainder of this service. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. If you've been privileged to travel any in the United States, you have possibly went through some desert areas. Desert, though, by simple definition, is barren areas of landscape where little precipitation occurs and living conditions are hostile. Now, I always thought that the Sahara Desert, which is your classic mental desert that you think of with the sand dunes and all of that that goes with it, that it was the largest desert. Amen. Somebody getting a phone call. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe it's Jesus calling your name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But I was mistaken. The Sahara Desert is not the largest. They actually say that Antarctic Desert is the largest in the world. And I would not have thought so just simply because of the ice and all of that that goes with it. But the reality of it is that it is a desert place. Amen. Not with the sand so much, but definitely with the hostility that is found there. There are several great deserts in our world, the Great Basin, the Gobi, the Mojave, and then the Sahara Desert, being on scale with, again, not the largest, but one of the largest when it comes to the dryness and such in our world. And deserts have their own beauty, but the desert beauty is a deadly beauty tonight. The wilderness and barren wastelands stretch for many miles throughout these desert regions. And there are even cities and towns that have risen up in some of those regions. and they have to have water sourced in to survive. There are places such as Dubai, and it being on the Gulf out there in the Persian Gulf region, but it literally sits in a desert. No doubt they have to source fresh water in order for that great city to survive. The city of Las Vegas, Nevada, was built right in the midst of a desert. They experienced a drought not too terribly long ago that one of the reservoirs that they were sourcing to bring water in, the water table had dropped so low that they literally had to drill on the outskirts of that reservoir, go underneath it, and tap from the bottom of the reservoir. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to live in a place where the water got that scarce. But it is a terrible place. The desert is a place of great want and great need. That is a place where fearsome and grueling creatures abide. It is home to animals such as scorpions and serpents and porcupines. And vultures are ever present to pick at the remains of those that would succumb to the dryness and the aridness of the desert. The cactus thrives there with its burrs and its briars. And it is just a place that is filled with hostility. There are even spiritual insights that are given by the Lord concerning the dry places in your Bible tonight. Jesus said that when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return into my house whence I came out of. The dry places are the habitations, not only of the dastardly creatures that I've mentioned, but they are also the habitation of devils and demons. I want tonight to try to quickly preach to you and I about what we must do when we get in dry places. Amen. It's not somewhere that we need to put down tent pegs. Amen. It's certainly not somewhere that we need to pour a slab and live. Amen. But it needs to be somewhere that we're trying to get away from and that we're trying to go through tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I want us to notice the scope of the events that took place in our text tonight. You have to go back and read on your own time, so please don't try to delve into it and start a big study on it while I'm preaching. Listen to me for just a few minutes, and then you can study about it later. But there was a great victory that was won against the Canaanite king, Arad. And this victory had brought them in to a area that was considered the land of Edom. And if you know anything about Edom, that was the inheritance of Esau. God had given that much to Esau. And they were told specifically that they were not to inherit that land or take it away from the children of Esau. Matter of fact, there had been a bit of an issue in the previous chapter, and it was all over water at that time in Numbers, the 20th chapter. And I want to say that in the journey of life tonight, there is a litany of situations that you and I will find ourselves in. There are a litany of hills and valleys that we must go through. There are battles to be fought, and there are victories to be experienced. But in all of that, it's very easy tonight to get short-sighted and feel as though that we will never get to what God is trying to get us to. Oh, I want to help somebody here tonight. Amen. It's very easy to get discouraged when you get in a dry place. Amen. You can be surrounded by the people of God. You can be following your pastor. You can be in the midst of a revival church, and you yourself can be sitting in a dry place. Amen. I want to encourage you tonight, brother. I want to encourage you tonight, sister. I want to give you advice on what to do in the midst of a dry place. The Bible says that they journeyed on from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And this is what your Bible says that happened to these people. The soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Amen. Life can deal you a hand sometimes you didn't see coming. Ela mahashataya. Amen. Life can sometimes be cruel to you in ways that you did not expect it to be cruel to you. Amen. I want to tell you, discouragement is the number one culprit for people backsliding and quitting the church. Because see, we get it in our mind. Amen. Thank God for our sister that was baptized tonight to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. We feel so good when we get in the church. We feel so good when we're born again of the water and of the Spirit. And we hit that spiritual high, and it is a high tonight. Amen. And when troubles come and discouragement tries to set in, the enemy slithers in and tries to tell us that God doesn't care anymore and that God doesn't love you like he loved you the day that he saved you. But I want to tell someone tonight, the journey's just beginning. Don't stop. Don't lay down in the midst of discouragement. When discouragement comes, and listen to me, it will come. It will come. When discouragement comes, we got to be careful. I'm talking about what to do in dry places tonight. Usually it's in the dry places that we say stuff we shouldn't say. It's in the dry places that out of frustration we speak things that we should have left unsaid. How many times have we opened our mouth and spoke doubt when we should have spoke faith? How many times have we gotten a dry place and we started talking about how bad it was instead of talking about how good God has been in the past? And instead of focusing on the fact that if God brought me to this point, then the Lord's got something in mind. But rather, we began to talk about the dryness of the circumstance. We began to talk about the dryness of what we're going through. Amen. When you get in a dry place, we gotta guard our heart. We gotta guard our heart. We gotta guard our speech. Amen. Because it was when they got discouraged, they got real bold with their speech, and not in a good way. Numbers 21 says the people spake against God and they spake against Moses. And they began to focus on the dryness of their conditions. And they said, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? You brought us into the desert to die. And really and truly, that was not the case. God brought them there to take them to their promised land. They had to go through the desert to get there, though. Yeah. Amen. You got to go through some things to get where God's taking you. I know it's not always comfortable, dear heart. I know it's not always comfortable, my brother. I know tonight that maybe if you're here and you're a visitor and you're an outsider, maybe you're looking for pie in the sky. That's not what the church is all about. But I will tell you that your worst day living for God is going to be better than your best day in the world on your own. Because God's going to take you through the desert to something better. Woo! Now they said, you brought us up here out of Egypt to die in the wilderness. Why'd you do that, Moses? Except for there's no bread. And really, that was a lie. They said there was no bread. It was not true. There was manna. And then they said, there's no water. And they were kind of speaking the truth there, because at that particular juncture, there was not a live well there in their presence that they could see. And then they said, our soul, now they just got through saying there's no bread. And then they followed up, finished up their complaint by saying, our soul loatheth this light bread. We don't like what God's give to us in the desert. We don't like the fact that God brought us here, and now that he's got us here, he's not giving us really what we want. Amen. And our soul loatheth this light bread. Amen. We've got to learn how to change our speech in light of our circumstances. We got to learn how to do that. You got to learn how to pray the prayer and say, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, God. Lord, help me not to speak evil of the situation when I ought to be speaking faith. You know, the Lord got upset with them when they got to talking like this. The Lord got upset with them. I don't want the Lord getting mad at me. I really don't. Amen. You listen, I know sometimes it's a struggle to keep your spirit right. You can say amen, or you can sit there and act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm telling you, it's hard to keep your spirit right sometimes. Amen. When things go wrong and things ain't done right, it's hard to keep your spirit right. Amen. But you got to be so careful. You got to be so careful. Amen. Because God's paying attention to what you say. Now, the Lord's response, and this is of interest to me, okay? The Bible said the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Now, isn't it ironic that God sent something that would bite them with its mouth, because they had been biting their pastor? They've been saying things about the church, and God. Amen. I just want to tell you, I don't know why I felt so much direction on this here tonight, but I just could not get away from this thought tonight, amen, about these dry places. But I want to try to help somebody tonight that maybe your tongue's been a little too loose. Amen. Maybe you said some things you shouldn't say. Amen. I don't want to tell you tonight that all hope's lost. I want to tell you tonight that there's hope for things to get better. Things are going to get better, brother. Things are going to get better, sister. And when these snakes started biting them, it's amazing how they changed their tune. Man, when people started dying, people started dropping like flies. They said, ooh, we better go talk to God about this. And they came to Moses and said, hey, Brother Moses, we messed up. Could you pray for us? Thank God Moses didn't look at them and say, well, you bunch of hardheads. You getting exactly what you deserve. Go on and get bit by a snake. No. Moses looked at them and said, I'll pray for you. Aren't you glad you got a pastor that'll pray for you? A man of God that loves you. Even when you're wrong, he'll pray for you. Even when things aren't done right, he'll pray for you. He'll love you. He'll intercede for you. That's the kind of man of God this church has got. That's the kind of church you're sitting in tonight. This church don't want you to fall by the wayside. This church don't want you to backslide and be lost. This church wants you to make it through the desert. Well, come on, everybody, give God praise. They said, we sinned. We spoke against the Lord. We spoke against you. Pray for the Lord to take these old snakes away from us. Moses prayed for the people. Now, this is where we're going to shift gears here for just a minute. And I'm going to try to bring this together. Moses is given inspiration by God to create a brazen serpent. Was not creating an idol, but the thing that was biting them, God inspired him to lift that serpent up before them. It was not the significance of the snake, but there was significance in turning their eyes upon that which was to redeem them. Jesus gives revelation to this in the New Testament and says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, I want to encourage somebody here tonight. Maybe you've been a little too mouthy. Maybe you've said some things that you shouldn't say. Let me encourage you tonight. Get your eyes back on the Lord and everything's going to be all right. Yeah, ask the Lord to forgive you, but get your eyes back on the Lord and everything's going to work out. You don't have to keep getting bit. You don't have to keep getting drugged down. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean you're not going to have any more hardship. That doesn't mean that the wilderness scenery changed instantaneously. I'm talking about what you got to do in the desert. When you learn what to do in the desert, you get out of the desert. When you learn how to handle the desert, that's when you come out of the desert. Amen. It don't mean that you're not going to have any more trials. It doesn't mean you're not going to have any more tests. It just means you've learned how to cope with it and be better because of it. It's what we do in the dry places that makes the difference tonight. Can I run over just a few more things here tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Some of y'all want me to, some of you don't want me to. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to help you tonight. I'm trying to help somebody tonight. Amen. God wants you to come through the desert. God don't want you to backslide. God don't want you to contemplate quitting. Amen. Changing churches ain't the answer. Going somewhere else ain't the answer. No, you need to learn how to deal with the desert right here and come through it. Come through the desert. Come through the desert. Somebody ought to open your mouth and say, I'm coming through the desert. We got to realize tonight that when God leads us somewhere, he's going to provide for us. You know, they really didn't believe that, Pastor, because they was talking about how the fact that they didn't have a well, and they said, we don't have any bread. And again, it wasn't that they didn't have any bread. It just wasn't the kind they wanted. We don't have this and we don't have that. And they're fussing and complaining about all of that. And it's really what they're saying is, God, you brought us here, but you can't take care of us. Oh, Jesus. Amen. We've got to realize that where God leads us, he provides for us. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. Hey, media team, can y'all throw that up on the screen for me real fast? Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse 15. I want y'all to see this. Moses reminded them of what God had done. He said, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of a rock of flint. Verse 16. Y'all ain't got it up there yet, I'm sorry. Amen. Y'all got it? There it goes. Amen. Verse 16. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. Hey, listen to me. What you're going through tonight is not meant to take you out. It's meant to do you good. It's meant to do you good. It's not meant to destroy. Don't you listen to the devil. Don't you listen to what other people are saying about your trial. You pay attention to this preacher tonight. It's for your good. It's for your good. You ought to hit yourself right on the chest and say, it's for my good. Woo! But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, For it was he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish thy covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Hey, on the other side of the wilderness, there's a blessing. There's some houses that you didn't build. There's some vineyards that you didn't plant. There's some good things coming. I know it might be hard right now. I know it might be challenged right now. But I'm telling you, he's going to give you power to get wealth. He's got a blessing with your name on it. He's got a breakthrough with your name on it. Woo! Hey, don't you let nobody tell you God ain't gonna come through. God's gonna come through. God will make the devil sit in the corner and watch. God will make the devil sit down in the corner and watch him bless you. I'm telling you, God's got a blessing for the man and the woman that endures the wilderness, that goes through the desert. Woo! Another thing, the way you maintain your attitude is with your worship. It really is. I have found that complaining really don't do no good. Has anybody else got that understanding yet? Complaining don't do a lick of good. Most people don't want to hear it. God don't like it. It's like sitting in a rocking chair. You're doing a whole lot, but you ain't going nowhere. And the way that we come out of that is when we get our mind off of it and we just say, you know what, I'm going to worship God. In spite of how I feel, in spite of what I'm going through, in spite of what I'm dealing with, I'm going to throw my hands in the air. I'm going to lift up my voice. Some of you tonight, you are lifting up your praise to God and you're hurting in your body. You got things going on at home. Hey, brother, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. It might be dry right now, but there's a blessing coming. Maintain your spirit with your worship. They needed some water. Moses told him, he said, there was no water in that wilderness. It was dry. I know it was dry. I was there with you. He said, there was no water in that wilderness. But Moses said, we sang in spite of it. I know we had some difficulty. I know we had some church trouble. I know some folks fell out. I know some folks got mad. But you know what? We got over that hump and we started having church. We started singing. We started dancing. We started worshiping. We started singing in the dry place. That's what you got to do. You got to sing in the dry place. They sang a song in the wilderness. They said, spring up. Oh well, spring up. Oh well, I don't see it yet, but I'm singing anyway. I don't see a change yet, but I'm singing anyway. It hasn't moved yet, but I'm gonna sing anyway. And worship brings the flow. That's why we've got the flow at Calvary. Because people know how to worship God. People know how to shout when they don't feel like it. Amen. That'll bring the flow every time. You got to sing in the midst of the hardship. Stop complaining and start singing. Woo! Ula mahakata. Shadaboho satamahaya. Woo! Come on, let's pray for just a second. I feel the Holy Ghost doing something. I know it's been dry, but keep singing, honey. I know it's been dry. Keep singing, dear brother. There's a flow coming. There's a flow coming. There's a flow coming. There's a flow coming. Woo, woo. I'm talking about what to do in dry places. I'm talking about how to get the flow in dry places. Spring up, oh well. Sing to a desert. Yep, sing. Spring up, oh well. I don't see the water yet. Spring up, oh well. I don't see a change yet. Spring up. You got to release your faith. Woo! Oh, I feel it in this house tonight. Releasing that faith when you don't see the miracle yet. When you don't see the change yet. When you don't have the answer yet. And you sing anyway. You know, miracles start where we cannot see them. I'm going to say that again. Miracles start where we cannot see them. They got their staves out and they started digging in that wilderness. They got sticks and started digging in the ground. You imagine saying, spring up a well, to just sand falling right back down in the hole and they're pulling at it. Spring up, oh well. I'm thirsty, but oh no, I'm not going to complain. Spring up, oh well. I'm tired. Oh no, spring up, oh well. My, my, my. They went from Beer, that is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. Notice, they called it a place of water before the well sprang forth. God calls those things that are not as though they were. Somebody in this room tonight, oh God, somebody in this house tonight, you need to start calling those things that are not as though they already were. It's dry, but I'm going to dig. It ain't happening yet, but I'm going to dig. It ain't moved yet, but I'm going to dig. It ain't what I want it to be yet, but I'm going to dig. And that's my last little thing here tonight I want to tell us about. Is when you're in that wilderness, you got to learn how to dig. You got to learn how to dig. Look, you can't say, well, I'm too good to dig. You can't say, well, that's beneath me to dig. Oh, no. The Bible said, listen, the Bible said the princes dig the well. They understood if we don't dig, we gonna die. Hey, if you don't learn how to dig, brother, you're gonna die in the desert. But I'm looking at some people tonight that are not gonna die in the desert. You're gonna come out of it. You're gonna come through it. But right in the midst of the desert, God's gonna give you a miracle. God's gonna give you a blessing. God's gonna give you a breakthrough. They all got to digging. The princes dig. The nobles dig. It was by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. They dug. And while they were singing, I don't know what it sounded like, but I kind of like to think there's a little rumble. I don't know what it sounded like, but I kind of like to think that they heard a stirring. There's just something about it. When you've been in the wilderness for a little bit, it heightens your sensitivity to the moving of the Spirit. You're so hungry for change. You're so hungry for a move in your life that your senses are heightened. I'm listening for the water. I'm listening for the change. I'm listening for the help that I've been looking for. And water began to spring forth. A well began to bubble up. Water began to flow. We're not talking about a trickle. We're not talking about a little stream. Amen. It was a torrent of water. It was like a river that came forth. But it was because they didn't lose their worship. And they didn't lose their ability to dig. And because of that, the flow took place. Hey, your flow's here tonight. Your help's here tonight. You're going to come out of that wilderness, brother. You're going to come out of that desert, sister. You're going to come through in Jesus' name. You got to dig in worship. You got to dig in praise. You got to dig in spiritual warfare. It's working under the surface. The breakthrough's coming. The change is coming. You just got to keep digging. One of the greatest military victories Israel experienced prior to the crossing of the Jordan, going in to possess the land, happened in this chapter that I read to you from tonight. I believe somebody's about to have one of the greatest victories. Maybe it's for the church in general, but I just feel a great victory. I don't know how God's going to do it. I don't know what well God's going to break open, but I feel a breakthrough coming for Calvary. I feel a great miracle coming for Calvary. I feel something about to change for Calvary. Come on, join up with somebody right now. Let's pray together. Come on, just shake their hand and say, come on, dig. Come on, let's dig. Let's dig. Let's see what God will do. Let's see what miracles God's got in store. Woo! Come on, sister, dig. Come on, brother, dig. God's going to give you power to get well. God's going to give you power to walk in your promise. God's going to give you power to walk into your promised land. Woo! Yes. Shataya la boho shataya. Ikataya la boho siya. Woo! Come on, if I wanted to come around this front, I wouldn't let the crowd hold me back. Come on, I'd squeeze my way up here to this front. Come on, brother, dig tonight. Come on, sister, dig tonight. There's a change for your family. Hey, 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 hey! Come on, release your faith right now. not going to die in this desert. I'm not going to die in this desert. You're not going to dig a grave for me. I'm digging a well. You're not digging my grave. I'm digging a well. You're not digging my grave. You're digging a well. Come on, that's it. Sing to it. It ain't changed. Just sing anyway. It ain't happened yet. Sing anyway. Quit complaining and start worshiping. Stop griping and start talking about His greatness. God's going to bring you through. God's going to bring you out. Yay! Come on, you got a hold of it. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Come on, visitor. Tonight's your night. Come on, visitor. You've been in the desert long enough. There's a well for you. There's a well for you. There's a well for you.